Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky. Morning! I'm Jana, and I am living lucky. I hope you are too. Happy Wednesday! It is hump day, and today we are talking about happiness. Happiness, is it a choice? Is it a choice? Let me just ask you, are you happy? When was the last time someone said, are you happy? Are you truly happy? And when did you stop and really think about it? Am I happy? Because I think there's a difference between joy and happiness. And I also think that sometimes we have this maybe limiting belief that we need to be happy all the time. Good morning. Good morning, Michelle. How are you today? Happy Florida day. And Julanne, good morning. Jason is here. I don't know if you can hear him getting the coffee. And Tater is here as well. Marilyn, good morning,
my friend.
Gorgeous.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Are you happy? I'm watching this show. I believe it is on Apple TV. It's kind of a quirky little show, but it's about this Morpho machine.
All Morpho.
It's this small town.
That was my nickname in high school.
And they have this convenience store. And all of a sudden, the convenience store gets this Morpho machine. And it's a machine where you could put two quarters in and it will tell you your life potential. And
that's
as
exciting.
Soon as people put their quarters in and they put their hands up, which looks like a butterfly, it looks like they're morphing into a butterfly. And then all of a sudden, a card spits out of what their human potential could be. And the way it affects people, it's their beliefs. That's what
it is. It's
their
belief. It's
their belief.
And that changes their actions.
And the question that they asked last night when I was watching it is, I mean, this woman gets a, she's living in small town USA and she's married to a teacher and all of a sudden she gets this card that she is royalty.
That's her potential.
That's her potential. She could be royalty. And so she starts really questioning, ooh, what have I been doing with my life? Where have I been? What kind of choices have I made? What have I been? Have I been maximizing all of the skills and talents that God has given me?
Yeah.
And it really makes her stop and think, am I happy with where I'm at now? Am I happy with where I'm at now?
And I think the first answer that everyone gives is if someone asks, are you happy? We always like the first answer would be yes. But I don't think a lot of us ask ourselves, are we happy?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's because we don't want to know the answer. Sometimes it's because we're in a state of, like, we are always grateful and we live in a state of gratitude and a state of joy. But are we happy?
And Marie brings that point up. So I want to bring that up. Marie says, I'm almost content. Happy is fleeting, but joy is a choice regardless of circumstances. Love your dress. Thank you. I love my dress too. It makes me feel joy.
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
No,
I agree with you. And I agree with you. I feel like joy is a different emotion. In fact, I think happiness is more of a feeling in the moment, and joy is more of a state.
Yeah.
Joy is an emotion that lives within us. And I feel like it's more of a state of being.
Yeah. And living in gratitude, like when you really brought gratitude into our life and our household and taught me the depth of it.
Yes.
It changed my ability to experience joy to a new level and gratitude to a whole new level, which made me understand that I can really start exploring new feelings, because I had tried to convince myself of happiness. and searching for and grabbing happiness and trying to make myself happy.
You know, that is such a good point. And I think so many people fake happiness. I think so many people fake happiness.
It's a self-convincing.
This is who I am. Yeah. I leave the house and put a smile on my face.
Put your best foot forward.
Yes. And I go to work and I'm Jana Banana.
It's a clown mask.
Yes.
Why'd you hit me? Why are you so violent?
Well, I hit you because you hit a sweet spot.
Hello. Like
you hit the sweet spot. No, you really hit a moment there. I think you said clown face, and I know for me, when I was going through my I call it my blue period now, I actually started painting clowns. And one reason was I felt in many ways, I couldn't articulate it. I had no idea why I was doing this, but I started painting clowns because I felt like clowns so many times put on this happy face, but if you look at their eyes, they have sad eyes.
Sometimes they'll even have a tear painted coming down their face.
And that the one that I painted had like a tear coming down her face.
Even with a big smile.
And many times, I know that people who are comedians, or I know Robin Williams, I always felt like I had a connection with him. And one thing he always said was his comedy and his stage presence, which really became his life presence. I mean, everywhere he went, he was on.
Yeah.
He was on. He would turn on this facade. And he became a character of himself.
Way on. Like
he would.
The RPMs were up.
And so, you know, you want to peel back the layers and say, you know, what was Robin Williams like really when
behind
he was
closed doors,
just in a room all by himself? And so I guess when I'm asking the question, are you happy? What are you like when you're in your car all by yourself? Or what are you like when Jason and I have really gotten into groups. So we go to a group almost every night now. We have a small group that we go to or that we facilitate. And we just like small groups because we feel like people can be real. And it feels to me like sometimes in our daily lives, we get in a habit of either putting on a fake happiness or sometimes a fake sadness or a fake grouchiness or a fake.
What are you getting from what you're putting out?
So yes. What are you getting from your character you're playing?
And you learn to, you'll recognize this in people. Like the person that is complaining to get the response from the people that they're around.
And it's a learned habit.
Yeah.
It's almost learned helplessness in some ways because they go into this, they know they've been trained that, oh, if I act this way, I will get this response.
Yeah. I will have people, and that's like Munchausen syndrome, the mothers that are the parents that get their children sick so that they get the pity from the people around them, the other parents. Well, it's a similar type.
Oh, you're
type
talking from the parents' perspective.
Yeah, it's a similar type situation. I mean, that's not acting, but that's creating a situation so that you can get emotional fulfillment from outside for another to fill
reason.
Gaps. Yeah.
Okay, so now we're all over the place.
Yeah.
Welcome to a Jana and Jason conversation.
Yeah, that's me. I'll squirrel it off.
We spit fire. So I guess the question is, are you happy? Because as soon as that question came up last night, the woman was like, yeah, I'm happy. And then she was like, well, I've never really thought about it. Am I happy? And then she asked her spouse, are you happy? Are you happy with this life that we've created? Or you know what? Is there more? Is there more because a machine told us there's more? Or is there more because this machine pointed out something deep inside us that we know there's more inside us?
And the beautiful thing is about potential.
Yes.
Is whenever you reach your potential, there's more. So, and that might sound exhausting to someone that is in a low, that feels like low energy right now, but it's like whenever you get to the horizon gets further. It's like, so when the more we learn,
yeah,
the more I realize I don't know. It doesn't depress me. It excites me.
The more we grow, the more we realize we're able to grow.
Yeah, it excites me. So we started this and we were both kind of low energy.
Oh, we started this. Well, we really started our self-development journey in 2014. That's really when it started.
That was like the kickoff.
Yeah. And actually, it might have even been 2013 because Jason started reading that year. And he only started reading because his boss made him.
Well, I started reading before that out of being forced to. And then I started reading, doing Audible to get over road rage.
So that kind of started kicking it off. And then we started asking ourselves questions. And the better questions you ask yourselves, the better quality of life you start getting. That's really a key component here. When you start asking yourself, so maybe asking yourself, am I happy? Is that an empowering question to ask?
Well, the thing is, you have to recognize, you have to ask yourself questions. You have, and look for the answers.
And to take inventory.
Where am I at? Take inventory.
Where do I want to go? How am I going to get there?
And what does it look like?
And am I going to go there intentionally?
What things help me be happy? And happiness can be a choice. That's fine. But what are the things that I do that inspire happiness, that inspire this? And it's okay to not be happy. And
you don't
live in those moments.
But you don't know how many people that I've talked to recently who say, I don't even remember what fun is. I don't even remember.
So one of the questions that I ask a lot of people is, do you know what a win looks like? And you'd be shocked at how many people say,
look at him like, huh?
Well, I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Would I need to know what a win looks like?
You mean like at a basketball game?
So,
by the way, how was the basketball game last night?
It was so close through the whole game, and we ended up losing.
Jason sat in the big suite.
It was a real nice suite.
Thank you to Newview.
Thanks, Robin.
And Robin and
Construction Unlimited,
Share the Love, and the foundations that invited Jason to go to the,
and we got some nice gifts,
magic game last night.
But if you can't define what a win looks like, so if you don't know what it looks like to say this was a successful day, this was a successful moment, then you don't get to mark it off. So that's why goals are important. Say, okay, this was successful. Like, know what it looks like to succeed. Be able to name the success. So know what happiness, remember what happiness feels like.
Stop. Let's say that slow. Remember what happiness feels like. And then we need to imagine it in our heads.
Yep.
Imagine that happiness. Remember a time when you were extremely happy. And you just felt it and feel it. And using our imagination, using our techniques of just closing our eyes and visualizing, that is so key in creating the way we want to feel. Because we can actually anchor that. Once we feel it in our bodies, we can actually anchor it somehow. Like maybe I like to just pinch my finger. Once I feel the feeling that I'm looking for, then I just pinch my finger. I don't know if you can see what I'm doing, but I usually pinch right between the web of my thumb and my
forefinger
of the different feelings I want. So like if I want happiness, I'll pinch right here. And I don't know why I've picked this one for happiness, but if I want happiness, I pick here. And then what I can do is if I'm in a state where I'm feeling kind of down and out and I'm not feeling maybe I'm feeling a little despair, or I'm feeling a little groggy or apathetic or lazy, or I'm procrastinating, or I mean, there's all sorts of feelings where I can kind of get into a down state, and I don't want to be like that because I ultimately decide, you know, you want to honor your feelings and you want to feel your feelings, but ultimately you have to say, you know what? I'm the captain of this team. So thank you. Thank you for feeling. Thank you for feeling. But this is who I want to be in the world. And this is who I am. And this is who I choose to be. I can come over here to my happiness anchor and I can get into a state. And it doesn't have to be a fake happiness. It can be more of that joy of gratitude that Jason was talking about or that Marie was talking about.
And just imagining that happiness and imagining what that looks like and feels like, that's a win for that. If happiness was a goal for the day, like finding happiness for the day.
So Julie says there's a pressure point between your thumb and pointer finger. It's a good feeling when you hit it. I know, right? I don't know why. Jana loves
squeezing that. And when she squeezes mine, it hurts.
Squeeze his sometimes when we're in church and I'll be like.
Sometimes she doesn't know how hard she squeezes it. I like it.
Oh, here's another comment. My husband and I try to end our work days by sharing our wins. It helps to close out the day on a positive note.
That is so huge.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, because I feel like we don't stop and celebrate our successes
enough. That is
enough.
A monster.
And more we can train our brains to celebrate not only ourselves, celebrate our partners, celebrate all of the goodness that is happening around us, celebrate all of the miracles that God is happening in our lives. The more we can do that, the more we see them. The more our reticular activating system says, you know what? It happened yesterday. It's going to happen again. Where is it?
That's a shared gratitude practice.
Where is it? Because I want to share it tonight.
Because the majority, I would say 98%, and all statistics are made up, or at least 72% of them, 98% of people couples end their day complaining about their day, complaining about the traffic, complaining about their boss, complaining about something. And to end your day celebrating your wins is a monster success. And if anybody can pick up that with a gratitude practice, that's going to lead to more happy moments.
What you look for is what you will find. And we have gone way long today, but thank you so much for all of the wonderful comments. Tomorrow, we might even go more into what a win looks like, because I feel like there's so much more we could talk about there. Thank you. Thank you for joining us, and have a wonderful Wednesday. We so appreciate you. And
that's an alliteration.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
We're glad you're living lucky.
Bye, guys. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.